News 7.
And a 15-year-old girl who's been relentlessly bullied at her Gauteng school and online is on suicide watch this morning after trying to take her own life. The teen overdosed on pills over the weekend. Her mother rushed her to hospital where staff spent hours bringing her back to life. The mother reached out to Hot 1027 News in the hope of helping other parents as we put bullying under the microscope for the month of November. Hot 1027 star Penny has more.
Home wasn't safe. School wasn't safe. They found any way to get it.
In order to protect the teen's identity, we've disguised her mother's voice and will be referring to her only as Sandra. Sandra says her daughter, let's call her Emily, was bullied by vicious girls at her school, with one in particular who kept the attacks coming.
She started making my child's life miserable, sending her bad text messages, calling her such ugly words, I mean, even letters that she used to send to my child. She was accused of drugs that they actually called in the police to do searches. I mean, she went through hell.
Sandra says no one lifted a finger to help.
We knew it was happening, but the more we were trying to stop it, nobody did anything. They just ignored us. The more emails I sent, the more times I spoke to them.
Emily took a copious amount of pills, and by the time Sandra got her to the hospital, the doctors were preparing her for the worst.
They told me the first day that they took her in that if she made that night, I would be lucky.
She says word quickly spread around the ward.
And even when we were at the hospital, the amount of people that prayed in the corridors for her, complete strangers, come up and they pray with you.
Emily was discharged on Tuesday, having spent 4 days in hospital. She's seeing a psychologist and is on suicide watch. Her mother says she won't be going back to her school this year. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.